Thank you, Mr. President. I will be brief, but I wanted to add my voice to those congratulating you for your work on this decision. Evidently, the faith that we expressed in your abilities at the beginning of your presidency was well placed. And of course, you're building on the excellent work of your predecessors as president of the conference this year. We trust that the final details of the arrangement of the subsidiary bodies to implement this decision can be put into place quickly, and that the subsidiary bodies can begin their work soon. My delegation believes that this decision, while imperfect, is nevertheless an improvement on the lowest common denominator decision that was reached in 2022, particularly in respect of the pragmatic and sensible introduction of the element of continuity, at least for 2025. And I hope very much that that will allow the first presidency of the 2025 session to put in place the arrangements for the continuity, the continued work of the subsidiary bodies quickly at the beginning of that session. But ultimately, Mr. President, whether this decision is judged a success or not can only really be seen by the work that we do in the subsidiary bodies themselves. It is not enough simply to adopt a procedural decision and to pat ourselves on the back. We must resist the urge to continually tinker with the procedure of the subsidiary bodies, or to haggle endlessly over the modalities. We must spend the time that we have this year and next year in substantive work on nuclear, on space, and on the other issues that delegations want to bring to the table. We must use our time wisely, and we must try to get this conference back to negotiating substantive agreements on these important issues. So with that, Mr. President, I thank you, and I look forward to the subsequent decision on the implementation that we'll take, hopefully next week. Thank you.